Welcome back to Talking Shop. My name's Leo, and today I've got one of my favorite COOs next to me. It's an honor to have you here, David Visser. How are you, sir?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, man?
I'm doing really well. Why are you here? Why have you taken over Waldo's position?
Well, that's a good question, actually.
It is a very good question.
Why did I? Look, I think today we're catching up with one of my favorite apps in the e-com space. I think last time, because I started listening to all the podcasts and working my way through, and this really was one of the most engaging ones, because I think it was just explained really well, and it got me really excited about the prospect of doing strategy with this particular app. So with us today, Claudio, coming in from video wise.
Oh, us. Hey, Claudio, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Leo, David. Nice to be back.
Nice to be back. Good. Yeah, we had you on when I believe you were not early on the scene, but you're really starting to get some really good traction. I think we just, because we missed saying what the theme of this episode is, maybe just really quickly tell us what is VideoWise and then we'll get into it.
Absolutely. So last time we spoke, VideoWise was a shoppable video application on Shopify. Since then, we've evolved quite significantly into an end-to-end e-commerce video platform that provides the entire video infrastructure for brands and retailers. And we've also expanded outside of Shopify to Commerce Cloud and also any other custom cart API. So quite a lot has happened.
You've been busy. You've been real busy. Is the team getting bigger? You got more players everywhere around the world. What's going on?
Absolutely. Team getting bigger, more brands, more retailers that we started to work with. It's been exhausting on one hand, but extremely satisfying to see the validation of our vision. So we've been very, very busy.
Yeah, I see you guys. You're probably one of the most mentioned brands in the whole e-com kind of ecosystem between different players. And I see you guys always popping up everywhere. And your newsletters are probably some of the longest in terms of the list of new functionality that's launching, man, which is really exciting. So, well done.
Thank you, David. Thank you. I honestly think that we don't do enough product marketing because we're pushing new functionality out a couple of times a week. So the engineering team and the product team that we've managed to put together moves insanely fast compared to the industry standard. But I think we can do even more updates, and we should do even more updates on what we're launching every week.
Those newsletters are going to get slightly longer is what I'm hearing. So nice. Looking forward to that. Hey, in case I've been living under a rock, the evolution of what I've seen with you guys is the first time we talked, we were just talking about what this is. And now we've actually, utilized your app and put it on our clients' websites. That's why David's here, because he's done a bit of work with it, so he can talk with his, expertise. But tell me, you sort of mentioned, what it is, but give me a visual of what it actually is when I embed one of these videos on the website.
Of course. So what we do is, the reason why we exist as well is because traditional video solutions are not designed specifically for this industry, for e-commerce. If you're referring to a YouTube, Vimeo, Wistia, or even adding video through Shopify through the theme editor, it pretty much slows down the site when you do it, especially if you add quite a lot of content. And what we've done at VideoWise is we've created pre-built video widgets or video components that you can add on the site without affecting the page speed in any way. We actually load 5 times faster than YouTube, 2 times faster than Vimeo because of our low script size. And on top of that, we've created a different vision of how video should look and feel for brands and retailers. Our whole purpose is to keep the shopper for a longer time on the site, keep them engaged so that they can better understand the product's value proposition. They spend more time on your site, they better understand why you're selling, and ultimately leads to a higher conversion rate. So this is what we do. We've done it in a way where it's extremely versatile and extremely scalable to an unprecedented rate in this industry in terms of scalability.
Yeah, I love that. I think people are so used to now watching either Instagram reels, watching TikToks, like whatever video content they engage with kind of in their everyday lives. And I think what you've built just really seamlessly feels like a, you know, mobile native kind of thing, right? Like this is, we're so used to that kind of swiping motion.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think for people that don't know, because they haven't heard of you guys yet, which they will soon, is that, yeah, when I click on that play button, we're talking the full, taking up the whole space of the phone, like a TikTok video. And then like David said, I can flick up and view another video, which could relate to that same product, because this video could be on the product page and there could be dozens of videos. And then I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I'm in. I like this product. And then there's a button to buy now. So that's really important for people to understand and visually see that now. We'll add videos, of course, to this video. So yeah, it's a great, great native tool. And I'm loving all the features that you guys are bringing out. Is there analytics involved? I'm an analytical guy. David's an analytical guy. Whenever we do something with our client and we, you know, set up a new app or anything like that, we really got to come back to the data to show people that it's working or it's helping with ROI. What can you guys do behind the scenes or in the dashboard for your merchants?
Sure, Leo. I mean, I'm always very proud about our product. We're a product first company, and I will put our product on stage next to any other video solution on the market. And we're going to come out on top, like in a very transparent way. And I don't know if any other founders are willing to transparently say this out in the open, but I am. I'm that confident in our product.
I just pictured you for some reason, like a Western movie, and you just came out with those guns blasting. Like, come on, take me on.
Especially like the reason why I'm saying this is, you know, you can put any of our modules, like functionality from customization to anything, and it's going to come out on top. Like there's no comparison. And this leads to analytics where there's no comparison, simply put. Where with other solutions, you might have, you know, just some engagement tracking, like video views, and they might put in some influence revenue, as they call it. What we do is we want to offer a full conversion funnel and visibility into the performance of every single piece of video, every single page, every single video widget. So there's a granularity to it that allows you to understand if that content is actually working for you. So we don't just track engagement, but we track the full conversion funnel of people that actually watch that content. Do they actually end up buying? What is their conversion? Okay. What is their AOV?
Right.
You pretty much can put a dollar amount behind every single video. And best of all is you can test it all. You can A/B test it as well.
Sorry that I keep interrupting. It's just because I'm excited. So you're saying on the dashboard, I can actually view that video and I can view the stages that everybody's going through that sales funnel?
Yes. Yes. You can see the conversion rate of people that have watched those, that have watched that content. I mean, the amount of data that we track is really incomparable to anything that you would find on the market. And this is because we've designed our product specifically for e-com from day one for this industry. What does this industry care about? And analytics is such an important thing. It's extremely important. We also have a built-in change log, where you can perform a lot of testing just to, like, we constantly iterate. I come from product design where iteration is everything. You constantly iterate on the product, then you track the data and you see which is the successful variation. Or if you've made any changes to a product, has it had any impact on my conversion rate, my engagement? You can do all of that tracking with VideoEyes. You know, you can actually create different items in the change log, like different notes on your timeline and see, you know, the changes that I've made, or if I've changed the contact, has this had any impact on my engagement, on my conversion, on the time people are spending on site? It's the cherry on top of the cake. Analytics for us, that's what it is. It transparently shows how this content is working for you, or if it's not working at all. Like we constantly work very closely with our clients. You can read our reviews on the Shopify App Store page. I think every single review mentions a customer success person and how hands-on our approach is. But we work really closely with them interpreting their analytics, and we teach everyone how to actually interpret those analytics so that they know if that content is working for them. And the ultimate goal of analytics is, like, why are these insights so important? Okay, to understand what content works, but more importantly, is so that you can be more efficient at producing new content, because content is expensive and you want to be efficient at producing content that you know works for you. So that's what we offer. We offer value for the present, but we also offer value for the future, which is efficiency. Efficiency saves you money and, you know, thus making you more money in the future as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I think for me, one of the things like if I think back to the first episode that we did, that kind of stuck with me is you sort of talked about this concept where you've got two different experiences, right? So your consumer goes to a website and it's quite static and it's got information, and then they kind of want to know more, and then they end up going to social media to try and consume some content. Like it's this disjointed kind of experience, you know. And I talk about this quite often because, like, you know, doing things that make people bounce off the website to go somewhere else is just never a great strategy, right? Be it like for customer reviews, like people end up going to Amazon to read a review on a product that you're selling in your store because you're not offering reviews. I'm like, what's going on here? But for me, like, you know, video is really one of those pieces. Can you talk maybe more about how you see, like, when a merchant's particularly successful on video wise, like how they kind of make use of that integration?
Of course. So we actually have a few blueprints that we follow. Since we've launched, we started noticing patterns, and we constantly test for new patterns and best practices. What not a lot of people know is that VideoWise actually has a closed club of brands that use VideoWise that get access to this information. We actually track the conversion rate, engagement rate, and a ton of data points from all of the video widgets placed on all of our brands and retailers. And they're all powered in a massive dashboard. This way, we can iterate, we can make changes, and we can notice if, for example, if we make a change in a video player on a specific video widget theme, is this having any impact on the conversion rate, on the engagement rate? And that's how we know if it's working or not. So it's a very product-oriented mindset that we do. And getting to your question is, there are multiple ways that you can be successful. It depends on the industry. It depends on the type of product that you're selling. I can tell you a few. Like one very good one is that we've seen on more than a dozen brands, like, have a high increase in conversion was with a UGC carousel placed directly on the homepage underneath the main hero. This one of them is Dr. Squatch, which is a great, great brand in the US. I mean, they're international. They've seen a 3.2 increase in revenue per session with that carousel alone. Wow. Now, and that's crazy. You know, when you're doing millions, 3.2% increase in revenue per session is crazy. That's why they, for example, switched from Wistia to VideoWise. You know, they ditched the Wistia plans because they weren't able to do that. And that carousel is powered automatically. So the data is fed in it in an automated way. Like, there's something else about VideoWise is you don't just put static videos, but you can actually automate the content in there. You can personalize the content that each individual sees based on their activity on the shop as well. So check out drsquatch.com, sashu.com. This is sacheu.com. Sashu, it's a beauty brand. They use that on the homepage. We know this as a really great practice that works because the shopper lands on the homepage, they see the marketing material on the top on the hero image, but the second they scroll down, they don't even actually have to scroll down on these websites because you start seeing a bit of the carousel, they start seeing the product in action. So that's why you want them to see, is like, what is it? Why is your product so special? Like, let me see it. And the attention span of people is quite short these days. You know, we're talking seconds. So you do want to have these videos that have a hook to it. Like in the first few seconds, first 3-4 seconds, you can hook them with something. And one thing that we've done is we go autoplay always with all of our video widgets. So unlike, again, traditional video platforms where you see a thumbnail and a play button, we put autoplay on every single thumbnail. It does increase, you know, like a lot of small Shopify apps that sells, you know, copycat solutions or something, you know, similar, like pretty rudimentary to ours. They cannot put it because it increased their server costs, but we can afford it. And we know it works. We know it works. And we are seeing it work. So it's very successful. A lot of apps just put one autoplay in a 10 video carousel. No, put all of it, you know, if you really want to go, like, be successful. And they will not allow their clients to do it because it'll increase their costs. But we do it and it works. And we use about 3 or 4 seconds of that autoplay video just to hook them. And the engagement is, you know, is insane. Like we have on average about 3 to 4 videos watched in a playlist when people start watching videos. So they swipe and they watch 3 to 4 videos at an average of 75% completion rate, which is a lot. Like they actually end up watching almost the entire video. And they spend, we have a an average of about a minute and 40 seconds of added time on site on across all of our clients, which is always doubling the time spent on people spend on page. So if you put it right, they're going to spend more time. If you offer them a platform, a way to watch content, they're going to spend time watching. So you can actually deliver a better user experience on your site by just offering them a better experience everywhere. And whenever you, you post content, whenever you, you design your product page everywhere, you can just, you can increase the time they spend on the site by just offering a better user experience. Like for example, on TikTok, the, I think that the average time people watch video on TikTok is about 7 seconds. I remember reading this where on video it's more than 30 seconds on your site.
Yeah. They're so engaged in their product.
They spend time.
Yeah.
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 But this is just one case with the carousel. Another one was with stories. So we have these video stories that you can place underneath the add to cart button, and you can put contextual text. Again, this is where you talk about the product's value proposition. A great use case of this is True Classic Tees, True Classic T-shirts. They're a great brand, amazing team led by Ryan and Ben. And they've been very successful with this as well. And they've been actually using our distribution at scale. This is a very, very unique feature of VideoEyes. We're the only ones in the industry that are currently doing it right now, which is the distribution of video on, I don't know, unlimited number of pages, thousands of product pages, whatever. Huge time saver for their team. And they've managed to put these stories with different content per page on more than 800 product pages. And they've seen a significant conversion uplift because of this. But there are many more. What I guess what I'm trying to lead is our customer success team. They work really closely with absolutely every single brand, and we provide an implementation strategy that's personalized to their website based on our best practices, of course.
I love that. Yeah, True Classics. I definitely fall in their marketing bracket, so to speak, because I can't go anywhere on Instagram without them popping up in my feed. But I think what they do particularly well is the actual quality of the content is really high, right? Like they really get how to create an engaging video on social as well. Like, you know, you're kind of talking about best practices. Like they always capture me. Like I always find myself as I kind of slide through my feed, I'm like, oh, what's this? And then it's like, it's actually an ad, you know, but like you've captured someone at that point by kind of having that hook that you're talking about.
It's the hook. Yeah, it is the hook. It is the video structure that you have to be mindful of. We got a lot of best practices and a lot of agencies that create content, and we work with and we've learned from them how they do it and what are their secrets. But yeah, it is about the hook.
Yeah, I love that. I like what you said around the sort of contextual buttons that you can add, because I noticed it's something that one of our customers is using, which is, I don't normally talk about them directly, but I'm sure he won't mind, Snacktive. So Snacktive, I think, really cool brand. They came up with this idea to create chopsticks while you're like gaming or doing other stuff, so your fingers don't get dirty and your controller doesn't get gross. So
the chopsticks like fit around your knuckles.
Yeah. Went on to Shark Tank.
There was a market for that, but there is.
Oh, and it's incredible. And they've got like, they're such a great example of a brand that, because it's kind of quirky and it's cool and it's different, like they get talked about a lot on social media,
they
right?
Sure do,
and they have lots of kind of video content there already. So, they've actually got those buttons on the product page, right? Where you can see like, how does it actually work?
And just scroll through the videos. Now, sir, you said so much before. This is why I love talking to you, because you come with that raw energy. You're telling us what we should do and the information that you give. So I've got a couple of questions on everything you just said before. Number one, when you're talking about the best area to put these VideoEyes videos being right under the banner and in this carousel, is it like a different pillar of information per video that I can tap into? So it'd be product A, product B, product C, product D, or, you know, what are you seeing really works in that carousel?
Again, Leo, it depends on the product that you're selling.
Sure.
It really depends. It's very personalized. But if you're just selling one type of product, like Dr. Squatch is about soap, you want to make sure that the value proposition is the same for all of their soaps. It's the high quality ingredients that they use, how great it smells, and that great smell lasts on your skin. So what they do is they use genuine reviews from their customers that talk really well about their product and how they've used it. But if you're solving a problem, like, for example, another customer of ours, Eczema Honey, where they're solving a real problem. You want to show proof. Like, is this working? What conditions have we treated with this? So they use UGC, but they use it more in like a testimonial way and proof way of before and after type of content, right? With True Classic, they're talking about the value proposition of their product. They're talking like, look, this is tight on the arms, you know, it's loose on the, you know, tight on the chest, loose on your waist. The difference between us and them. So they don't have to prove. They do it more like, check out our product. Why is it so good? Like, why is this value proposition? What is our value proposition? So it's, we're always taking a tailored approach. I can't say that there's a blueprint for all brands, but I've given you three examples where they all use it quite differently in a different way. Eczema Honey, this brand has seen, they actually even use video pop-ups for see how to use as well. So how to videos and how to apply the cream and what is their routine. They've actually seen an increase of 25% in their entire website conversion. So they went from like a 3.2% conversion rate to a 4.1% conversion rate after implementing video. It was just an insane uplift in everything because it was just that type of brand, specifically when you're talking about beauty and cosmetics, content works so well, like crazy well. Skincare, hair care, anything like works so, so well because you have to see it. So we use different tactics, different types of content, depending on what the client has. It's the playlist that will always be different. But another thing that we've been working with is these dynamic generated playlists where we're randomizing the videos in the playlist, or we're personalizing the experience based on the shopper's behavior. So they're seeing different content every time they land on the page to keep it fresh as well.
That's cool. How does that work? Like what sort of parameters can you set there?
It's still in a testing mode. So what I'm going to say, just so that, the industry is still fresh in a way, and I'd like to still keep our competitive advantage, but there are multiple variables and parameters that you can set based on the shopper behavior, like new versus returning visitors, or based on what products they've looked at on your site. The goal is to keep fresh content on your site. For example, when you, like, one thing that we noticed and one thing that's really important is shoppers are not always ready to buy the first time they land on your site. They're going to come back. They're going to come, they're going to browse, they're going to come back. So they might come back several times until they purchase. But if you meet them with the same content, especially with video, you meet them with the same content every single time, they're not going to watch it. They're going to watch it the first time, the second time, they're going to come around, they're not going to watch it. Third time, they're not going to click on it. Our goal is to keep shoppers engaged. How do we keep them engaged? By feeding them fresh content. So we actually are able to personalize these playlists based on that shopper's behavior.
That's very cool. I love that. Yeah, it's so true, right? Because like if your Instagram feed had the same videos every time, you wouldn't go back into there, right? Like it kind of makes sense the way you explain it. But like, yeah, it's great to see you guys have thought of that.
Every time I talk to you, you guys have some new trick up your sleeves and I love it. I'm like, yep. Okay, we got to go back to the strategy board and talk to our clients about this app. So loving that. Hey, a couple of things that people might not know about. These shoppable videos, you can create, a link which can go into SMS, which I think you're doing some stuff with WhatsApp now. You know, it can show up, of course. Emails, you can edit shoppable videos, of course, straight into the email marketing campaigns. I can embed everywhere. QR codes. Do you want to talk a little bit about those QR codes of what we can do there?
Sure, Leo. This is a great practice. Our vision is to extend the same experience you see on site anywhere else. Even you can share these interactive or shoppable videos on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, anywhere outside of Instagram and TikTok. So anywhere outside of the video social media platforms. But QR code is such a great use case. It's we've seen a lot of success with it. Again, even in the beauty, skincare, and cosmetics space, and we even have like an interesting brand that's selling lightsabers, and they've been using QR codes, like how to use this. We have some like home hardware brands that have been using QR codes for installation instructions on sheds, on whatever equipment they were selling. Basically, what brands do is we were able to create a link in a QR code that leads to an interactive video playlist. And the experience is more interactive for the end consumer. Rather than printing instructions on paper, it just says they actually print that QR code on a small page slip. and says, hey, follow, like scan this QR code to see step-by-step video instructions of how to use the product. And you scan the QR code and the same full screen experience swipe up actually loads on your phone. And every single swipe is a new step in the, you know, in the installation process. But the beauty of this is you can actually create those videos to be interactive. So you can actually create a small quiz at the bottom, or like have multiple options of how you want to like skip the steps or take me to the like show me something else about the product. For example, in beauty and cosmetics, the options were, I remember from a brand, is like daytime or like morning routine, daytime routine, nighttime routine, how to use it in different ways. So they had all of these, all of their routines explained in there. And or you can upsell products, like we've seen with a toy company that were selling these toy guns, and then you need, you know, small pellets to actually play. And they were having the product with, it was like, see how to use the toy gun in the video. Here's like how to reload it, how to play the game, whatever. But then they were upselling it on the bottom. They were like, buy more pellets. You know, you're always going to need more pellets. And like, there was a shoppable link at the bottom. You can purchase straight in the video. So QR code just extends the video experience in an omni-channel way. We call this offsite, you know, as an omni-channel. We look at it as an omni-channel distribution, where you can extend the same video experience outside of your site and provide this continuity from social media to your site to your post-purchase experience. It's you know, we touch the entire shopper journey. Like, that's our goal, is we want to have as many touch points with this content to maintain continuity. And the best part about it is we continuously track it. So even these QR codes are tracked in terms of conversion, in terms of everything. Are they coming back to the website? What are these guys doing? Is this actually working for me? So I see this as the future, in all honesty. Like, going omni-channel and extending this video experience is something that we're going to continue to invest in the future, because we are seeing validation from it.
I love that. That gets me so excited about like the prospect for retailers, for example, right? Like, I can just imagine, like, even as you walk around a chemist, like, actually, hey, like, I see a supplement here, but how does it actually use? Like, why not scan a QR code? Or you walk into like any other type of retail environment.
Pre-sale, through the purchase part, post-purchase process, you can put a QR code anywhere to fulfill the user experience and make them become advocates of your brand.
It gets my creative juices flowing right away, because like
I'm sitting here going, we got to go back to the board.
I know. I'm using QR code with one of our retailers already to lead people to the product page to kind of get more information. But like, how boring, right? Like, who's going to stand there and read it? Like, we actually need to do this with video. This is so much more logical.
Yeah.
So I've got a question. I set up video wise, like, what, 9 months ago. There's all sorts of stuff flying at me left, right, and center. I know about you guys. I love what I did. Set and forget. There might have been, I'm guessing, one or two things that it might have changed slightly in that time. What should I do?
The first thing is you should talk to our team. and it's like, definitely talk to our team and spend time in the app, because we're trying to keep the platform simple, but it's getting, like, there are a lot of like power features where you have to like dig to get and to see how they work. A lot of our clients are underutilizing the platform. As you mentioned, they set and forget. It works, and it works, but you can do so much more. The thing is, it can be a creative heaven for marketers and not just for e-com managers. Like, one way that we've seen a very creative way is with our offsite. We just spoke about omni-channel, like going multiple directions. We've seen brands that have PR capabilities and PR budget, when they're doing PR, instead of incorporating a YouTube video on PR articles on different publications, they put a shoppable video or an interactive video through VideoWise. And it just makes, you know, it just offers a more wholesome experience where you can actually like see the product in action, purchase it right there in that article. So we have that distribution where you can place it anywhere, embedded on any other page outside of your site as well. Another creative way is with ad spend. So we've seen teams reducing their Facebook ad spend. And how they, let me show like a creative use case. What they've done with VideoWise was, instead of going and testing their creatives on Facebook with a budget, they were like, well, we got hundreds of thousands of visitors coming to our website every month. They've ran A-B tests with their own ad creatives in like these pop-ups on their site. And then they went through VideoWise analytics and it's like, okay, we tested five creatives, five influencers, or like five different types of hooks and videos. And then they looked at the analytics and videos and like, which one generated click-through, which one generated thumb stop, which was like all the data points. And then they chose that creative and ran it through Facebook. And they did it with VideoEyes for free and reduced about $5,000-$6,000 that they usually use to test all those creatives on Facebook. And they just tested on with their website audience. So it's
amazing.
Yeah, you can be very creative in like how you can use this. But I just feel like we're scratching the surface, in all honesty. What excites me as a product person is there's so much innovation left to be made in this space. And we haven't changed our pricing since we launched. I feel like the pricing that like what we're selling our solution for is fair, it's predictable, it's whatever you would like in e-com for a solution to be priced at. But we keep on adding, like we add like crazy. So for anyone that's listening, we got some major releases coming in Q3. I won't be able to speak about them because they're gonna create some I think they're gonna stir some things in our industry.
Ooh, we like that. We like that.
We might upset some people, but it is what it is. But there's some really big things coming up in the months to come. And if we do another podcast, definitely follow up on that.
We will. Don't you worry.
We want to be hot off the press for that one. That sounds cool, man. I think even the use case you're just describing around that makes so much sense, right? You've got those visitors on your site already. Like let's use that to see what drives conversion. Like it's a no brainer the way that you sort of put that together. Love that.
One of my final questions to you, sir, integrations with social media platforms, pulling in videos. So automatically I just pull in TikTok videos straight away into my embedded videos that I have. Is that easy or there's some other steps I got to do?
It's seamless. Right. It's seamless, Leo. It's absolutely seamless. You can also
I know this sync. Answer. I just wanted to ask it.
Yeah. It's seamless. Our goal is to allow brands to get all of their content from all of their social media platforms in one place in our video CMS. We even offer unlimited video hosting. I don't care. Don't worry. Get as much content as you want in there. You can sync your Instagram feed. You can sync your TikTok feed. You can sync Instagram Reels. You can keep them synced or you can just import one at a time. It's a ton of versatility when it comes to getting content in. YouTube as well, get from I don't know, any other platform or upload it. We have no restrictions on uploading either. So it is unbelievable.
You are the king of shoppable videos, my friend. You are doing a fantastic job.
And that's flattering.
I'm very happy we discovered you guys, a while back, a year plus. And have been using your app with our clients and hope to be doing a lot more. Did you have any further questions, sir?
No, I have about 1,000 that I want to ask. I'm like, oh, we need to schedule another call. Like, this gets me so excited because there's so many cool things that we can do. So
absolutely. I think there's been a lot of information in this video, so I don't want to overwhelm people too much. And then we'll leave them, we'll leave their hook for them to come back for another time with you, sir. But I want to say thank you so much. It is 8 a.m. in the morning there. So we appreciate the early start. Again, folks, there'll be links at the bottom about VideoEyes. Please click on there, have a look. Like we've said, there's customer service there to take you through it, test out the product. Do you still do the 10x ROI guarantee or is that gone?
Yeah.
Is that still there? Holy
of course
cow.
It is. Of course it is. Like I wouldn't put it there if it wasn't real.
Well,
like
I remember that was such a big thing as a 10x guarantee or your money back guarantee. Come on, folks. It's a no-brainer. Click the link below. Start playing around with this app. It is a beautiful app. It's been done very well. Surely you're going to win some awards or you already have because, we're in love with it.
Thank you so much, Leo. Thank you, David, for having me again. I really appreciate it.
Good to have you on. Sir.
Thank you so much. All right, everybody, click, like, subscribe, all that stuff that Waldo usually says. This has been Talking Shop. Take care.